President Biden will address the nation shortly to unveil a plan for confronting the latest COVID surge. The CDC first announced the Omicron variant in the U.S. on December 1st. Less than 3 weeks later, it says Omicron is now the dominant strain of the coronavirus, accounting for 73% of new infections last week. Officials are concerned that the explosion of cases could overwhelm an already strained hospital system. For more on this, we're joined by NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Welcome.
Thank you, Celeste.
What can we expect to hear from President Biden today?
Well, I think we're going to hear a few things. On the one hand, he's going to announce some new steps the administration is taking to help. But he's also going to be warning those who are unvaccinated of some difficult months ahead. You know, the White House is preparing for rising case levels, and they will talk about how they're going to respond. Those steps include ramping up the supply of tests, which have been difficult to find. And I think you can also anticipate the president is going to be asking Americans who are really, really tired after 2 years of this to hang in there.
Yeah, and you're talking about getting tests to people. There's a plan to buy 500 million of these at-home COVID test kits and distribute them. How will that work?
Yeah, the administration is actually going to put together a website where Americans can go and sign up and order these at-home tests. You'll put your info in and they'll be delivered for free. You know, there are a lot of details that still need to be worked out. It's, you know, frankly not clear how many tests people will actually be able to order at one time. I do expect we'll learn more about this in January, but also, I mean, these 500 million tests are not going to all be ready in January. There's going to be a portion of it that will be ready at once in the beginning, and it's going to be a process.
Has there been discussion in the administration about lockdowns or school closures?
No, they have been very pushing back that they do not plan to announce any lockdowns. The emphasis really is going to be on building support at hospitals and ramping up of testing. As we just talked about purchasing the 500 million in home tests. You know, the idea really is to do what they can to keep people safe while at the same time keeping schools and the economy open.
It's a bit of an about-face, though, because Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about testing 2 weeks ago by NPR's Mara Liasson and downplayed the idea.
Why not just make them free and give them out and have them available everywhere?
Should we just send one to every American?
Maybe.
Then what happens if every American has one test? How much does that cost? And then what happens after that?
So why is there still a gap in our testing infrastructure? Why is it still so hard to get tested?
Yeah, that really turned out to be kind of an uncomfortable moment for Jen Psaki. You know, and she talked about some time trying to walk that back. You know, it's been a clear problem for this administration. And I think that's why you're seeing this response today in a dramatic push to, to boost testing. You know, they have used Defense Production Act in the past to boost production of tests, but clearly the country is still seeing major shortages. And anyone who's been at a drugstore recently knows how difficult it is to find a test at this moment.
In the 30 seconds or so we have left, Franco, can we expect to hear from the president on the situation some hospitals are in, struggling to find beds?
Yeah, I think we will hear from the president on that. I mean, the president is taking several steps to have additional medical personnel as well as beds. He's going to direct FEMA to mobilize additional medical units to go to all these states and to kind of build up in anticipation of the winter surge.
Yeah. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, thank you so much.
Thank you.